I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to everybody hanging out on the YouTube stream. Appreciate everybody watching us on Monumental Sports Network or wherever you're getting the audio on the Odyssey app, or if you're riding around in your car listening on the radio, wherever you are, we appreciate you. Just get the content. Joining us now, our friend from New York, Mr. Peter Rosenberg.
Peter, what's up, dude? What's up, brother?
Guys, how are you? I come to you today from sunny and 80-degree Orlando, Florida. What's happening?
You like to rub it in, don't you, Peter? Man.
You got it.
Pete, like to rub it in, man.
No, it's a nice one. Today was a good, like, I'm only here for a day, and I'm working the entire time, but it's still nice to be here for a day.
Yeah, and you're in Florida.
Are you down there for wrestling? What are you down there for?
Yes, I am shooting episodes of the show I do commentary for, WWE Evolve, every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock on Tubi, and we're doing a taping tonight. So, like, once every month, 6 weeks, I come down here and have an insane day where I do radio shows, call a bunch of matches. It's a lot of Rosenberg talking. But guess what? None of it means as much as talking to you guys.
Well, I appreciate you making time for us. We know you're busy. You got a lot of different stuff. You just launched the new podcast with Laura Stiles, the Ebro Laura Rosenberg Show, all the WWE stuff, ESPN New York. You're a busy fella. I did want to ask one wrestling question, because I saw this on your social, and I don't know, I legit don't know what the hell's going on here. You have like a contract with WWE. You are a WWE, I don't know, employee or contractor or whatever the term is, but you clearly know the highest levels of WWE.
That's right.
And there was a woman wrestler the other night tried to kick you out of the building. Is that right?
Yeah, this you're talking about the man, as she's known, Becky Lynch, the women's Intercontinental
Champion. She's known as the man?
Yeah, her nickname is the man.
Wow.
She's an all-time great. She's an all-time great. She's also an absolute unhinged lunatic who has been going on a crazed attack against everyone in the wrestling media. And even though I am a colleague of hers at WWE, she does not appreciate the truth that I tell about her tactics, I'll say. And, yeah, she's just been completely unhinged. So the other night at Barclays Center, it was the season premiere of Raw on Netflix, and I'm standing, like, off by ringside, kind of up near the seats, like right at the back of the floor. And during the, you know, commercial break, I guess it was, she had gotten in the ring. She spotted me there. And this maniac just starts pointing and screaming and grabs security, who I'm friendly with, of course, and has them escort me to the back. She's an absolute unhinged lunatic of the highest order.
Wow.
Well, Steve, I mean, Peter, you got to start getting some workouts in. She might challenge you one day here, bro. Better be ready.
I don't want that. I don't want any problems with her. She is a decorated champion, and she's great. She's just one of these people where everything that happens, she blames it on the media. No one's ever telling the truth. She blames the ref. She blames the media. She blames everybody. And now apparently
she's basically doing what a woman does, man.
And now she calls me Pipsqueak Peter Rosenberg, which is wrong in my opinion. It was an interesting Monday night, to say the least.
Hold on, she's married to Seth Rollins?
She's also married to Seth Rollins.
Oh, by the way, I have picking fights, dog.
I didn't do anything. I'm just doing my job.
Oh man, I love it. So she's from Ireland. Is this like, does she have some Conor McGregor to her, maybe?
In some ways. In other ways, no. In some ways, yes. I mean, her original nickname was the Irish Last Kicker. She is very much a proud Irish woman. She's an incredibly hard worker. Her story of getting here is amazing. She's like a New York Times bestselling author. She's done it all. But, you know, listen, sometimes people live an entire life, and then at a certain point, they just become unhinged.
Yeah.
And that is where she is right now. She's in a very unhinged phase of her life. Somehow they cast her in the new Star Trek movie, which I don't even understand, because she's a complete maniac. But I heard she did a great job, so kudos to her.
Wow. All right, man. Well, good luck with that, dog.
Tell her JP say she's unhinged, and he'll kick her ass if she keeps messing with you.
Hey.
Nope.
That's how I put that on JP.
Yeah. I'm check, please. I'm out. All right, let's talk one of your other passions, which is the burgundy and gold. Dan Quinn makes a pretty ballsy decision, I think, to fire both Kingsbury. The Joe Witt thing was a no-brainer. That was happening.
That was happening, yeah.
Like, no matter what. You already cut him off at the knees by taking away play calling from him. The Kingsbury decision, more interesting, and you can look at it a couple different ways. 6 months ago, Peter, if I asked you, hey, you think Cliff is going to be here next year, you're probably like, probably not. I think he might get a head coaching job. But then the way the season plays out, and for him to be more or less dismissed, hits a little different. Where are you on the coaching changes?
Well, I was looking forward to catching up with you guys this week because obviously I've been so in it here with the Giants debacle that I've been watching this story and wondering whether I was wrong because I felt exactly how you just described. I did not think Cliff Kingsbury was long for Washington, but I assumed it would be when he was offered a head coaching job. So when I found out that they, quote, mutually parted ways, I went, well, that reads weird because he doesn't have an offer out there. And from what I've gauged from the couple of experts I've talked to is there doesn't seem to be a head coaching market for him right now. So that means they wanted him out, which is just I just want to know what's going on. Like, what is the, is this just simply they weren't happy with the offense? Because guys, I can tell you some things I wasn't happy with about Kingsbury's offense in 2025 beyond the fact that there were injuries and you know issues, but I didn't think he would just be dismissed.
Yeah.
So what is it? Like, what is there a story out there that like upper management and ownership is not into Kingsbury?
So I asked Adam Peters. So the first real thing we heard was Rossini from The Athletic reported there was beef between AP and Cliff, right? That came out before the Eagles game. Then they beat the Eagles. They had their season wrap-up presser Monday night, and I asked Adam, hey, man, what's your role in coaching decisions? And AP was like, that's all DQ. I'm just here for support. I think the truth is somewhere in the middle. I don't necessarily take him at his word there, but I do think with Dan Quinn and subsequent phone calls I've gotten and people I've talked to, I think Quinn and Cliff had run their course. And I think a lot of it was maybe Quinn wants the offense to look different than the way Cliff is going to call it. And the hints I've gotten is that maybe there were conversations throughout the year about running things a little different, and it wasn't very well received. And that's how I think we landed here. I think Cliff... last year, the offense looked great. some of that, a lot of that was probably just Jaden being great.
Mm-hmm.
This year, I think Cliff did a pretty good job because they were down a lot of important players and they still moved the ball. But I think there's a stylistic thing that DQ wants that he recognized he wasn't going to get from Cliff. And I think DQ has really sped up the clock on his own coaching life cycle here in Washington. Like, you're 2 years in and you've had to fire both your coordinators. If you don't get it right now, it's on you. Yeah. It's on you. So I think it's a really fascinating kind of touch point for Washington and for Dan Quinn specifically. And, you know, where they go next, I'm not entirely sure, frankly. I think everybody now wants it to be Mike McDaniel, but he's going to have options too.
Well, yeah, you have to hope. Well, two things. One, I would say you're right about him sort of speeding up his life cycle, as you put it. However, if they don't make a big improvement next year, I would say the seat's going to be hot regardless. Like, if Jaden is back and healthy and looks like a semblance of Jaden Daniels as we expect him to be, and they don't take a big step forward, I think the seat's getting pretty hot for DQ, and I think the memories of, you know, beating Detroit in the playoffs will start to fade to the rear view. The Mike McDaniel thing, I think all we can hope is that all the love and gushing we heard about leading up to that Miami game in Europe translates into, yeah, Mike McDaniel has options, but he wants to work with his boy DQ. And I think Mike McDaniel is not particularly appealing as a head coach. Yes, but I do agree. I agree with fans who believe he's very appealing as a coordinator. However, I saw some folks in the media and online talking about, like, do whatever you have to do. Back up the Brinks truck. I mean,
people crazy, man.
You know, guys, can we not act like a bunch of virgins for once? I mean, act like you've been there. I got to tell you, you're getting a new stadium. You have a tremendous quarterback. There's a lot of upside to this team. We don't need to act like nobody will want to be here. To find a good coordinator and move forward, we can all calm down a bit.
Yeah, yeah. I think people just lose their minds sometimes. Like, half the time they don't know who you even discuss, and then they just go. You know, but like, I think the whole thing came down to when you look at the way the defense was playing. Like, I know we went through the 40 points that they lost, team scoring 40 points 3 weeks in a row. Nobody ever looks at the offense and how they run. If your defense is not doing well and you're going fast pace and you're going three and out and putting them right back on the field, three and out, four and out, putting them back on the field, you're just as much a problem as the defense. Yep. And I think a lot of that happened as well. And they had
kind of saw it with Ole Miss.
They had discussions, and probably, like JB said, probably wasn't well received. And you have to understand, I don't care where you at, what you think you are. If your boss is asking you to adjust some stuff and you don't, you're probably on your way out.
And can we also, I mean, I know we should certainly put some of this on Jaden, but I can't be the only fan out there who saw some of the designed runs and different things they did. And this goes back to his rookie year, but certainly this year where he got hurt. And you're just like, what are we doing? Like, I know Jaden's legs are important, and I know him being effective and off-time stuff and getting out of the pocket is always going to be a thing. But we'd be crazy if he obviously needs to take less hits. Obviously. Again, I don't believe he's as fragile as the naysayers now are believing him to be, but we have to protect him. And I don't think that Kingsbury's offense did that all the time.
I think that's a huge part of it. I think you got to wonder, the Jordan Schultz report that came out about front office meddling in player personnel decisions, you got to wonder if the front office, after the Minnesota game, was like, we can't keep Jaden healthy in this offense, and we're shutting him down. And if that was a front office decision,
they did the right thing.
I think the difference between coaches and front office is coaches' job is to win the upcoming game, to do everything humanly possible to win the next game on the schedule. Front office has a duty that's different. It's to win the next game, but it's also to be good for the next 5 years. and they have to think differently. And, like, if that is what happened, I'm kind of okay with it.
Yeah, and it's an interesting point, too, because if your version that you just played out is what happened, then that would basically mean that when the Minnesota debacle happened and they decided to shut him down, that probably spelled the end of Kingsbury right then.
You wonder.
Might have been, hey, we've seen enough.
You wonder. And I don't know how deep into this you are, but a lot was made. Dan Quinn at the Monday wrap-up season presser, Dan Quinn was asked about Cliff, and gave a complete non-answer. And then I went back and checked the transcripts because I kind of remembered in my head that there were a lot of non-answers down the stretch when Dan Quinn was asked about Cliff. And the week before the Eagles game, it was the same thing. It was just a total non-answer. So you wonder, maybe that was nothing or maybe that was something. And in hindsight, it starts to look like something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he's not, DQ is not a big non-answer guy about the people that he cares about. So, yeah, you could probably read into that. Listen, if something wasn't working this year, several things weren't working, and Kingsbury was never going to be long. I think that had they had a killer year this year, he would have been gone.
Yeah.
It turns out they had a bad year, and he's gone. Either way, he was probably going to be gone.
That point?
That exactly. And I think now DQ is in a position where if things don't go well, I think he's probably gone. And I think
it's doggy dog world, guys. We know that.
I think he'd be in that. I think even if Cliff was still here, he'd be in that position.
Yeah,
When you hit year three, things got to be working.
Agreed. What do you think? There's so much assumption that it's going to be Mike McDaniel. If it isn't Mike McDaniel, say he takes a Detroit job, or say he gets a head coaching job, or say he wants to take a year off, right? Let me start here. Is Mike McDaniel your one seed as far as who you want to get the job?
I would say yes. I would say yes, only because he's the one who I, you know is the most highly regarded. I mean, you know, I'm not an X's and O's guy, and nobody is. You know, most of the fans, they go for the name that they hear is the sexiest. That name is the sexiest. So, sure. I mean, Dable doesn't get me super excited, I'll be honest. A little too close. You know, the whole, like, he made Josh Allen thing
is a joke.
Is a joke. We've seen that. Now, Jackson Dart did get worse after Dable was gone. I will say that. He seemed to take a bit of a step backwards. But I wasn't impressed with the offense they put around Jackson Dart. In fact, I think the Giants should be thinking about Cliff Kingsbury, though, except for the part that I said about worrying about putting the guy in harm's way. Because if you worry about what Jaden does to put himself in harm's way, Jackson Dart is twice that.
Oh, worse.
So yeah, I to answer your question in as long as a way as possible, yes, Mike McDaniel seems like the most appealing, but who am I? I don't know X's and O's.
Well, let me ask you this. I don't know how much you paid attention to this. David Blau was an up-and-comer. Like, you talk to people around the league, there's excitement about David Blau. He was the Commanders' assistant quarterbacks coach.
Yeah. When
Tavita left to get the Stanford job, he got interim quarterbacks coach. Detroit requested permission to interview Blau for their OC job. Rap Sheet just reported moments ago that the Commanders have interviewed Arizona Cardinals passing game coordinator Drew Terrell. Drew used to be here. Drew's a good dude. Rap Sheet kind of just slid this in, though, and said the team also interviewed several internal candidates. Now, several internal candidates to me includes Brian Johnson, includes Anthony Lynn, but I think it also includes David Blau. Where would you land, Peter, if they really rolled the dice on a 30-year-old with no prior play-calling experience, but who has a reputation around the league as a fast-track up-and-comer?
I don't hate it. I mean, listen, those we all know, guys, that is who we have seen that before. And listen, they all were in Washington previously, right? All the hotshot young coordinators that became hotshot head coaches were all here under Mike Shanahan. Sometimes that guy, I've heard that about David Blau. So I wouldn't take issue with it. I think rolling the dice on one of these guys who's young and supposedly gets it is potentially appealing. Sometimes I like that more than the idea of, like, oh my God, do whatever you can. I've been having this conversation about the Giants all week because the Giants fans are all like, do anything to get John Harbaugh. Whatever he wants, put his face on the helmet. And what I try to tell them is, I'm like, don't you guys realize that one of the cool things about the Giants organization is that you guys aren't a yo-yo joke of an organization? They don't do that. Totally. Y'all don't do that. Don't change your. We've done that. I know that move. I know the give him whatever he wants. So I don't mind. Same thing with the coordinator.
In Ron,
situation.
We trust.
Yeah. Dude, we could go back to Spurrier. How many times Schottenheimer? How many times do we see him? You got to get him.
You know
what I'm saying? So I would like them to just make the right choice.
I think the thing that happens is we saw so many young guys leave here who did not have experience, and then they went somewhere else, and they started to do well. And we go, why did we let them out the building? We didn't want to give them the chance when they didn't have the experience. We better learn that somebody that doesn't have experience can become that guy here instead of letting them go somewhere else and get it. Then we have complained about we let them out the building.
The only hard part about David Blau is that for the listeners of my show and my coworkers will only think about him in one way. A few years ago, when he was a backup, and we didn't have any idea who he was, right? We got to a point in the year, and we were doing our football segment on a Friday, and my co-host Don was giving his picks, and he was explaining why he was picking against whoever he was playing. Who, he was backup for Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess he was playing for Detroit. So Don was explaining why he was picking, you know, Green Bay over Detroit to cover the points. And he's like, he's reading it. And he goes, and this is him being dead serious. He wasn't making a joke. He's just reading the paper because he doesn't know who he is. He goes, and I'll tell you why I like Green Bay. Do you know who's starting for Detroit? And we're like, no. And he goes, are you familiar with the work of David Blow? And so we only call him David Blow, which there are so many different meanings that you could take from it.
Yeah.
So once I get past laughing every time I see his name, I'm fine with that being an option too. I just want them. I feel like we're teetering. We're really teetering right now to going back to like yesteryear. And again, I believe it's different because I do believe that the witch is dead and we will not go all the way back. But I also have to admit, I don't love the feeling right now generally.
Yeah, it doesn't feel great. We got to run, man. Enjoy Orlando and stay away from Becky.
Well said, my friends. Have a great weekend, guys.
All right, brother.
That's our friend Peter Rosenberg. Give him a follow at Rosenberg Radio. Check out his work, ESPN New York, WWE. He's everywhere. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley. We got to do some NFL Wild Card Weekend previewing next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
B. Mitchell Finley here. You've heard us talk about how great Paul Henry has been in both of our homes. Paul built a sunroom for me, dramatically changed my house for the better. Working with Paul and his family and his team at Paul Henry's Window Installation has been a real joy every time I've done it. They get the work done ahead of schedule and under budget. Not a lot of folks you could say that about. If you want to work with Paul right now, all month long, you can get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door.
We can talk to we blue in the face. I'm going to just tell you like this. If you're looking for windows and doors, reach out to Paul. The guy is going to do a great job. He's going to do everything right the first time, and he's not going to try to overcharge you like most people are going to try and do. We absolutely know that. They walk in your house, they start looking around, they say, oh, I can add this, I can add that. Paul doesn't do that. He comes in and he lets you know what's the amount you can get, and he'll tell you, you know what, you don't have to do it at this point. Just like he told JP with this outdoor.
The windows, yeah.
You don't have to use the top-notch ones here. You can use something else. So he didn't have to pay top dollar. When you have people that are honest and very good at what they do, you want to work with them. So I'm telling you now, call Paul right now. You'll receive $100 off each window with the 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today. Tell him B. Mitchell Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. B, it is Super Wild Card Weekend.
Yeah.
You fired up?
I'm ready.
We got 6 games, dude. 2 Saturday, 3 Sunday, 1 Monday night.
Don't have to work it.
I know. Just get to chill.
Good thing
watch.
About it, yeah.
You can be at home. You're going to go to MGM.
Don't know.
I am guessing I can see you at MGM Saturday night.
Maybe a little earlier. I like the early games.
All right, so the first game. Rams going to Charlotte to take on the Panthers. Rams 12-5, Panthers 8-9.
Panthers beat them first time, right?
They sure did. Mm-hmm. Rams are 10.5-point favorites. That makes a lot
in the playoffs.
Doug, that's the largest road favorite in a playoff game since the merger, since at least 1970.
Damn.
When the Rams lost to the Panthers week 13, Stafford's worst game of the year. He had 3 turnovers, 2 picks, and a fumble. This season, Stafford has become the second quarterback in the last 50 years to lead the league in touchdown passes, passing yards, and TD to INT ratio since 2007, Tom Brady.
So this question I asked was the other receiver, was brother.
Devontae Adams?
Was he in that game?
That may have
I know
been,
he got hurt around that,
that
time.
Might have been when he tweaked his hammy.
Because I just believe if Devontae Adams is healthy and Puka is healthy, it's going to be hell to beat them. Because Puka Nacua.
They run the hell out of the football team.
They run it well. Puka Nacua is a tyrant out on the football field. And Devontae Adams inside the red zone, he just gets touchdowns. He has 11 of his 15, I think, inside the red zone.
Yeah. I mean, I had Adams in fantasy when he went down, really hurt me. Quickly, because we scream about this in college football, do you think the NFL needs to revamp the playoff structure that the Rams are a road team to a sub-500 team?
Handle your business down the stretch. Don't lose to the teams down the stretch and lose out in your division. If they had handled their business like they should have, they would be having a home game.
Yeah, and if you want to re-rack the NFL playoff system, cool, then you got to get rid of divisions. You're like, if you're playing this one subset of teams twice every year,
yeah,
that's got to matter.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
How about this little nugget?
And let's think about it. Every year, you're not going to have three people from the same conference. So, I mean, from the same little group of people. They just happened to, they were on fire this year. The Seahawks, 49ers, and the Rams.
Yep.
You don't normally get that. You know, so when you have all three of your teams playing that well, that means the other divisions were down. You're going to have to travel to somebody else. And the only thing about it, if you are the better team, no matter if you're in their damn house or not, beat them.
Here's a crazy stat for you. You're talking about Devontae Adams. First player in NFL history to lead the NFL in touchdown receptions with three different teams.
Damn.
Did it with the Packers, the Raiders, and now the Rams.
Raiders, yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize he did it with the Raiders. 22. I guess that was Derek Carr throwing the ball.
The dude's good.
When do you think the last time the Panthers won a playoff game is?
Cam was quarterbacking?
That NFC title game that sent him to the Super Bowl where they got thumped by the Broncos. 2015.
Wow, it's been a while.
The last non-NFC South team to make the playoffs despite a losing record.
Who? They are the last one?
No, who was the previous?
Saints?
2020 Washington football team. 7-9.
Oh, 9 South.
Non-NFC South team.
Yeah, it was 7-9.
We acted like there was going to be a parade.
We heard about that a lot, boy. Ooh, boy.
Saturday night, we're going to Soldier Field. The Green Bay Packers 9-7-1 taking on the 2-seed 11-6 Chicago Bears. Just the third time. That's crazy. Packers and Bears been playing 100 years. It's only the third time they've met in the playoffs.
Normally in the same division. Normally they didn't play each other. They went somewhere else.
The two previous times they played in the playoffs, the 2010 NFC Championship and the 1941 Western Division playoff game at Wrigley Field. Do you remember that one?
No.
Me either.
And if they didn't add the 17, they wouldn't be playing this year, right?
Probably.
See what I'm saying? Yeah.
Obviously, Chicago makes a living with turnovers. They led the NFL with 33 takeaways, and they had the fewest turnovers. They only turned the ball over 11 times,
mm-hmm.
plus 22.
That's nice.
That's pretty good.
Nice. Yeah.
Can you count on that?
Hell,
You can't count on that year to year.
You can't count on year to year, but if you have been a team who's protected the football but who's taken it away, you have something going. So you can count on that going forward now, but you have to be leery of the fact that you have one of those. This is the playoffs now. Everything goes, and you got to be damn near perfect. You don't want to have that bad day on that, you know, your first time in the playoffs.
Well, that game against Detroit, they didn't get any turnovers. They couldn't generate any offense.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears led the NFL with 6 fourth quarter comebacks, 6 wins trailing in the final 2 minutes of regulation.
Sound like what?
2 years ago. Yeah, skin.
Exactly.
However, the Packers are only the 4th team in NFL history to enter the playoffs riding a 4-game losing streak.
Ooh. That's not how you want to go into the playoffs losing.
The last two teams, the Steelers in 24 were riding a 4-game losing streak, lost the first round of the playoffs. The Packers have not lost back-to-back games against Chicago since 2007. Mm. Jordan Love fully cleared, out of concussion protocol, full participant in practice.
Totally new, two new coaches, new styles now. We could throw that 2007 out the window.
Jordan Love last year in the playoffs. No TDs, 3 picks.
But then 2 years ago, he went out there and made Dallas look like...
They dropped 50 on them, didn't they? Sunday, 1 o'clock, Duval. Bills, 12-5, taking on the Jags, 13-4. This game features two quarterbacks that ranked top 3 in total touchdowns between Josh Allen, who had 39, and Trevor Lawrence, who had 38. Jags looking for their first.
I think the pressure's on the Bills.
Big time.
Heavily on the Bills. But then look at Jacksonville. You're getting into the playoffs this year. You're playing a playoff game at home. You're not used to doing that.
A lot of
that's going to be tough for them, too.
A lot of people knock Josh Allen for not getting to a Super Bowl. He's been in the AFC title game, I think, twice. In wild card weekend, however, Josh Allen is 5-1 with a career 15 touchdowns to just 2 interceptions.
Yeah. But that team right now is too dependent on Josh Allen. Jacksonville defense isn't horrible, okay? They can play. So Josh Allen better find some road dogs in this game, because we saw Jacksonville go to all the way over to Denver, and Denver's defense is good, and they cooked them.
Do you know the last time the Bills won a road playoff game?
When was this? Don't tell me 91.
No. 92.
The last 92 was the playoffs at that time. Yeah.
But that was when they went and got stomped by the Cowboys. The last road playoff win, if I'm reading this right, it was Jim Kelly beating Dan Marino in Miami.
And what was the date on that game?
January of 93, probably.
Oh, okay.
4:30. San Francisco 49ers 12-5 traveling to Philadelphia to play the 3-seed Eagles 11-6. This matchup has represented the NFC in the last 3 Super Bowls. Philly, Niners, Philly. Rematch of the 22 NFC Championship game, which the Eagles won 31-7. If you remember that game, I remember I was at the St. Regis in Deer Valley watching it, and the Niners, all their quarterbacks went down. Josh Johnson was in that game and went down.
Josh Johnson's been around.
Boy. They ended up having Christian McCaffrey playing quarterback. Lot of questions about Jalen Hurts, right? Mm-hmm. About this Philly offense. In 5 home playoff games, Jalen Hurts has 11 total touchdowns. You want to guess how many turnovers?
If home games?
Home playoff games.
8.
0.
0?
11 TDs to 0 turnovers in 5 home playoff games for Jalen Hurts.
It might be a problem for the 49ers. Now, the Eagles' offense has not been what we thought they were last year, this year. But 49ers give up points, bro.
That defense is not good.
They're porous, you know. And I think if the Eagles find a way, this could be the game where they show it, or the 49ers can make it into one of those where you got to just run. And the thing I like, but what I like about Purdy, he's not nobody that's gonna scare you, but the dude can use his legs. And if you watch Eagles games, there are times when they give you creases. I think he could take them.
We got 2 more games to preview here, but I got a stat. You want a Kyle Shanahan stat? This is the 5th time the Niners have made the playoffs under Kyle Shanny. In each of the previous 4 instances, they made it to at least the NFC Championship game.
That's winning. Yeah, because he won the 2 Super Bowls.
That's winning ball.
He
won
the 2 Super Bowls.
And then lost an NFC
title
game.
Yeah.
Just saying. That should be a headbanger in Philadelphia.
The Eagles better be worried. And then I will say this, 49ers better be worried, because you know who's going to know that? Their fans. And the batteries might be offline.
2 more games to preview. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
Party rock! That's right, folks. It is Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth and loved throughout the DMV. They got Scotty's in a select Virginia ABC stores. Go check them out, man.
Saw some the other day.
Scotty's is smooth, dog. I'm going skiing next weekend, going up to Wisp. I'll be bringing some Scotty's. Maryland made, Maryland skiing, Maryland vodka, baby. We have two more.
How many times think you're going to follow?
I'm a pretty good skier.
You want to fall in love?
I don't think I've fallen skiing in years.
Okay.
I also don't press the gas like I used to.
Okay, well, press the gas. Stop doing that easy stuff.
I'm going to be skiing
Challenge yourself a little bit.
With Shelby.
Shelby's better than you anyway.
She will be. She's not yet. Two more games to preview. The Sunday Nighter should be it. I mean, all these games seem really good. Sunday night. L.A. Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, 11-6, going up to New England to face the Pats, 14-3. Kind of cool. I think you might like this. You got two former players as the head coaches here in Mike Vrabel and Jim Harbaugh. The only other time where two former head coaches faced off in a playoff game in the last 20 years, you want to guess?
You say what?
So you got Vrabel versus Harbaugh, right? Two dudes that played in the NFL. The last time in the last 20 years where two head coaches faced off that were former players.
Okay.
You want to guess?
Two head coaches as, Dan Campbell and...
He hasn't been to a Super Bowl.
Oh, in the Super Bowl, you said.
You're right, in a playoff game.
In a playoff game.
I'll give you a hint. This was in a Super Bowl.
So it was in the Super Bowl. Harbaugh never did it.
I'll give you a hint. He used to coach here.
He used to coach here?
Yeah.
Ron
and Gary Kubiak.
Gary
Super Bowl 50. Panthers Broncos.
Yeah.
A lot of this game is about the quarterbacks. Drake May led the NFL in completion percentage at 72%. Yards per pass attempt at almost 9. Passer rating at 113.5 and ranked third in touchdown passes with 31 and fourth in passing yards. Almost 4,400 passing yards. What do you make of this? Because I think Herbert's good, man. I think Herbert showed real guts. I think he completely bought into Jim Harbaugh. The way he ran this year when that offense realized we're not going to be able to block much because all our tackles are hurt and we're going to need you to use your legs, he showed real toughness, real guts. Herbert, however, 0-2 in the playoffs as a starter. In 2022, they had a 27-point lead against Jacksonville.
That. I remember that.
They lost that game. Fifth largest blown lead in NFL history. And then last year against Houston, when everybody thought the Chargers were going to roll into Houston and win, he threw four interceptions in a loss.
Pressure. He got a lot of pressure on him. My question is, will his offensive line be able to hold up?
I don't know.
I know he's running the ball effectively, but in the playoffs, that stuff gets a lot tighter, and you're playing the better defenses. Will he be able to continue doing that?
Which quarterback you trust more? Drake May in his first ever playoff start or Justin Herbert in his third, where the first two have gone bad?
I have to go with May at this point based off of the fact that the coach he has and the defense he has more opportunities. I think with Justin Herbert, that defense can give up some stuff, and he's going to have to press the gas. And a lot of times when he gets in that position, that's when his turnovers come.
Monday Night Football.
Ooh.
We could probably talk about this more on Monday, but we'll do it real quick. Texans going to Pittsburgh.
Aaron Rodgers better be on watch because those dudes are coming. They are coming.
You want to hear a wild stat? Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin is seeking to avoid tying Marvin Lewis for the longest losing streak by a head coach in NFL postseason history. Steelers have lost six playoff games in a row, tied for the fourth longest streak in NFL history. Marvin Lewis and the Bengals lost seven in a row.
It's crazy.
Mike Tomlin is a fantastic coach, but they have been not good in the playoffs.
They haven't. And if you be honest, over the last few years, they haven't been super good in regular season. They make these magical runs at the end because he can coach. And they get into the playoffs, and then I think they've exerted so much energy over the last four, five, 6 weeks that when they get in the playoffs, they're worn the hell out.
Getting DK Metcalf back.
Getting him back. Will those 2 weeks affect him?
That Texans D might affect him.
No, the Texans D are going to – listen, Aaron Rodgers has an unbelievable knack of getting the ball out of his hands rather quickly. He's going to have to be even better than than he's been, because those dudes coming, dog. Both sides, like normally you can slide to one side, but they have guys coming off of both edges. But I think what makes them even better is the interior guys. They collapse the pocket on you, and that's where they allow the outside guys to get home.
The way the Texans. DBs.
They tackle, too.
The physicality of those defensive backs for a lot of quick dump-offs to running backs and the way those guys tackle, that should be I'm really excited about these NFL games. Excited about Indiana-Oregon tonight, too. Also, it's now official. Ted Leonsis just tweeted out, welcome to D.C. and the Washington Wizards, Trey Young. Trey Young's coming to town. What does it mean for the Wiz? Discussing that next on B. Mitchell Finley.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.